Blog Talk Radio.
Mafika, Emote, Mafika, Omche, the beautiful African, good day, good evening, Dimela, Tobela, Malweni, Ashe, Hotep, Sava, Asalaamu Alaikum. Mafika, party structures and government structures at the most are neutral. It is the people inside the structures who interpret the laws, regulations, implementation, and most of the time the differences lie between the people inside, not the structure itself. And to a great extent, you find that the structure almost collapses. And those that insist to be pivotal and taking up sectarian or contrasting position and continue that don't see the death of the structure. And they might be standing on the platform alone, insisting on the contrasting views, taking a strong position. In Africa, once we deal with people, especially in Azania and Africa, where the majority of the people are dependent on these structures, if your party structure or government, especially the party structure, if you are contesting for support of Ma-Africa, priority or premise has to be Ma-Africa. You may lay down the contrasting views, especially most of the time, if they are not ideological, because that's where the problem is. Our differences most of the time are not ideological. They are personal, procedural, and sometimes based on very insignificant matters that, to a great extent, affect our security. Because especially if you have been a liberation movement, the enemy does not sleep. And we are at the weakest position vis-a-vis the enemy. And we cannot afford contrasting positions that deteriorate the structure. And we still continue with that until such time you have to bring in an outside element to intervene and arbitrate. Got to humble ourselves to the needs and desires, especially if we need to reach out to the masses, Ma-Africa. So, Ma-Africa, as you say that you own the vote in the country, you own the government, you own the government money. Most important, you own the government money. We are saying that, Ma-Africa, take charge of your vote, take charge of the government, take charge of your money. And you may vote comrade into government, Ma-Africa, because as we did that, you got to vote somebody, you got to trust somebody. Like we are saying that, party structures are neutral. You got to vote and put somebody in charge to benefit you, to benefit communities, to benefit the nation. And Ma-Africa, if you do that and do not keep watch, especially over the money, Ma-Africa, and you look away, you know, money makes people behave funny. You can't come back and complain when your own comrades, sometimes who are needy, who have never worked, who have nothing in their pocket, waste and abuse the money. You can't. And sometimes you're not looking, you're not even participating, you just anticipate in good faith that they will do it. It has not happened in 20 years, Ma-Africa. And we are appealing to you, especially the indigent, those who have suffered, those who have seen nothing in terms of transformation in the country. Come back, Ma-Africa. Come back to yourself. Because you own the vote. You are the owner, the ultimate owner. You are the ultimate controller. The only difference is that you've not been told, or you've been told but you don't want to listen. You still believe that those who you've voted into power will do something. They can't. They failed. So vote as Ma-Africa. We are saying that next time, prepare yourself to vote as Ma-Africa to keep watch over our government. Keep watch over our public money. Africa, we have seen it. And to much dismay and disappointment, and to our suffering, Africa, we've seen that political parties look to support and defend political parties. But now we have party bosses. And while the party bosses have hegemonic control, it's a crisis, Africa. The security of the nation is at stake as we speak. So if you vote political parties, vote representative direct. They must be responsible to you, communities. And we say that Africa must stand in greater numbers. You know, just get yourself back in shape. Get yourself, because we've been hit hard, you are almost collapsing. Get yourself back in shape, man. Because the strength, the power lies in you. You liberated that country. So, Africa, we look at Inkandla. We are asking our brethren, those who are in the governing party, you want to tell us not one of you stood up and opposed the report of the Minister of Police. Not one. So whatever the opposition and the nation, don't you think that this, I mean, we assume that somebody must have a differing opinion that no. The protector's report, there's some worth in there. But Mafika, like a gangster, you heaped your derision, your disgust, actually just pushing the public protector out. A public servant that we pay for. And it was expected, Mafika, that none of you could stand up. But it's unimaginable. It's a national disgrace. It's a national disgrace because where we come from, customary, in terms of our people, you talk about Ubuntu, humility, where there is sentiment that, no, look, do the right thing. Do the right thing. That should be a lesson to you, Mafik. Because now the parliamentarians, their power is so much decapitated, chopped off like an axe. They have to go to the courts, bring in the court. Then you'll be complaining. And you are the ones complaining that the courts are coming in. The courts are interfering. The courts want to make laws. The courts want... Mafika, you got to vote your own community representative in parliament. That's it. Because you are becoming a problem to our security and the security of the nation, and we are becoming the laughing stock of the world. Because you wanted democracy, you got TV, you debate, and the world sees what's happening. It's a disgrace, absolutely. And the only way to stop it is, what do we do so that we don't have another Inkandla without putting blame anywhere else? Like you're saying that you put money on the table, you look the other way, you give it to the comrades, they will waste it, abuse it. But where were the government officials? Where were they, the bureaucrats, that you voted and gave the mandate to run the country and run the nation on your behalf? Africa, according to the Auditor General, 30 billion rands per year, estimated, government money is lost through fraud and waste. While you, my Africa, go to bed hungry, majority homeless and jobless, my Africa. And you remember the unenclosed toilets. These are toilets that were built, I think, in the backyards of the shacks. They just put the toilet seat there and commode. Just put the commode there. No enclosure, no cover, nothing. You had to go and get your cover, either go get plastic, go get cardboard, go get corrugated sheets to cover that. And for the pensioners of Africa, our grandmothers and our mothers, who could not afford anything, they had to use blankets, of Africa, to go and relieve themselves almost in public. And that's our tax money. Somebody allowed that to happen. So where is Mo Africa? Where is that spirit of liberation and consolidation, conservation, and responsibility. Where is it? In Africa, if you don't, you'll be responsible for this one. In fact, you are responsible. Because the way we are saying now, that at least there's a way out. Change the manner of your vote. Vote as more Africa. I'm raising the issue of the toilet syndrome, scandal. Simply because our brethren want to go nuclear now. They want to do bigger stuff. They want to build nuclear power, nuclear stations. Another toilet scandal. Now, this one, there were 544 sites. It happened in, I think it's 2008. 544 sites. With toilets built, nothing but toilets, commodes, 500 commodes of them. And they called it the toilet farm. Now somebody turned around, it was in the Free State, Harry Smith. Somebody came asking poor residents to pay 12,000 rand for the vacant stands. Now the 554 stands, somebody came and said, no, we are selling this stuff. Government somewhat got to know about it and had to intervene. In Africa, they intervened after the fact, just like with the unenclosed toilets. We had the ANC Youth League. I remember they went and they said, this is not the work of the ANC. No, you can't do that. You can't say it is not the work of the ANC, because ANC Youth League was corrupt at the time. It was involved in the tenders. Same thing, the same of the toilet. The same tender scheme. Now you have another one, Etiquette. This one was in 2012. December 2012, the report comes out. And then I will read this. I will read the excerpt because this is very critical. Now, they say that Etiquette Municipality in KwaZulu-Natal, that was from the Sunday Tribune newspaper, it uncovered that the city had spent more than 500 million rands on a new, humiliating, apartheid-era bucket toilet system. Now, these are the guys who are going to build as nuclear, all right? This one's here. The government that's going to build nuclear power stations. And it goes on to say the new toilets have made the people very angry, all right? And that the people were seeing them as inhumane. And the description is that the new toilets force residents to use buckets to physically empty their shallow toilet vaults. Using bucket, in Africa. 2012. And the head of the sanitation, well, in government, was saying that while the council has a constitutional obligation, the government has a constitutional obligation to provide basic sanitation, no one is forced to use the toilet. Now, they used your tax money, put up stuff, that's inhuman, and they tell you that you are not forced to use it. You can use it if you want to. If you don't want to use it, go to the felt. That's the implication. Now, they call these toilets urine diversion toilets, 80,000 of which already were built in the rural parts. They built about 80,000, and in that construction, you are given buckets, cups, spades, rakes, and rubber gloves, and pamphlets teaching the user, the residents, how to use the toilets and how to remove remnants of urban waste material. Bucket system. Now, each time they use the toilet, they have to use a cup to pour soil over the excrement. And when the toilet is full, you are expected to put the waste into the bucket and go and dispose of it, just like in the old era apartheid. Old apartheid days. It is humiliating. And one resident was saying that it's simply unbelievable. And imagine the government had running water. Etiquette government had running water. It could have just built flush toilets. But clearly, this is how they rip off the people. this gentleman here, he built his own septic tank. He built his own toilet with a septic tank. And he tried to complain to the installers, but you know, nobody listened to him. And when he was told that he shouldn't be complaining, being told that these toilets are free, he told the government that these are not free. This is taxpayers' money. It is our money. Other people get flush toilet, but not us. What I would like to know is what makes them think they can do this to us. They are doing it because you are not voting right. You've been voting the wrong people. So you got to vote as Africa. And there's another one, toilet scam. Now, this one is 2015, 20 August 2015. Amatoilet District, 600 million rand toilet tender, a crooked one. And it involved three companies. And all four companies that were finalized. And the fifth one was dropped in with a parachuted in, called Siyenza Group. And it so happens that this Siyenza Group has some politically connected individuals. It has a wife of the Secretary General of the ANC. The wife and son. I can't mention names. It has the son-in-law of the president, current president. And it has the son of the Minister of Small Business Development. Both all ANC senior. Now, this is scandalous. And what has happened is that there was complaint, because what newspaper did was he took the pictures of these three ANC leaders and said that they are involved in a tender scandal, toilet tender scandal. And these are the leaders that have been declaring war on corruption. And you'd expect that they would intervene to root out tender irregularities in that Eastern Cape, which is, of course, their area, because the Secretary General, I believe, he comes from there. Now, this is August 2015 in Africa. It happened now, it recently. And these are the people that are going to build nuclear. Now, the report goes on and says that was a dispatch report. It says that the directors, the complaint in the community, they are now driving new Lamborghinis, Porsches, and Ferraris. You see? You remember the ANC Youth League? This is the trend. And these Porsches, we remember a leader now who was charged with corruption of the governing party. He went into debt. When it did not end that much, he went and got one of these. And even the current deputy president allegedly got himself one of the best Mercedes, the latest. And it goes on to say that with regard to the CNs, the directors, bought themselves one or two multi-million houses in East London. Africa, this is your money, man. This is. And only to find that $600 million project is almost collapsing, because according to the report, Siyenza Group got $200 million. It was after it did construction, it got 200 million rents and for the work completed. But the project has collapsed. And the people, we're asking the people in Amatoilet, why do you allow this to happen, especially if you see people driving Lamborghinis, Porsche, and Ferraris? Why do you allow this to happen? Why? It lies with you. Let's leave the governing party, because they are corrupt. They've proven themselves for 21 years. The concentration is on you, Africa. And of course, the party leaders, the emerging ones who are scrambling because the parties are splintered, the parties are getting smaller, and you cannot tell us that you cannot talk to one another when your party is less than 1%. You can't do that. Support of your party's landlord, you can talk to one another. You are taking stringent position, and that is a threat to our security. Because looking at things globally, we are saying that the party structures are neutral. Look at Syria. Government structures are. Look at what Assad did to his country when a young boy went out and scrambled this name. Huh? That this president, a high school boy, they went and got the young kids, castrated them, and told the fathers and the mothers that if they could not make other kids, government officials would go make kids for them. That's how the Syria destruction began. My Africa, if your position, whatever correct you believe it may be, if it cannot mobilize and reach out to the greater masses of the people, there's no point. There's no point. Now, the Sierra Group Corruption Toilet Project was part of the Municipal Infrastructure Grant. The national government, you see, they've been touted this infrastructure. This is part of the Municipal Infrastructure Grant, and they're bringing their families there. It's corruption. 600 million rands gone. And because it was done in a devious and fraudulent manner, I think Development Bank has withdrawn its support, and the whole thing is in shambles. Now, you, Africa, you are there. You are in a position to come up with structures to make sure that we don't repeat these disasters. That's your money. You own that money. And the rot is yours to correct individually, locally, in communities across the country. These guys are trying to... Look, your lights have been shut off. Why? Because ESCOM did not, for 20 years, they did not maintain, they did not repair the grid, the electricity power networks, distribution networks. They didn't do that. What they did was they were paying themselves bonuses to a point where they came up with prepaid cards and increased tariffs for charging you more electricity. That's what they did. And Africa, we pointed out that 43 million, they had given it to ESCOM, gave it to the Guptas to support breakfast. 43 million to support the New Age newspaper, which belongs to the Guptas. That had nothing to do with, and at the same time, they did not fix or repair anything. Now, your lights are off. Partly because ESCOM did not, those executives that gave themselves bonuses and the ones that contributed 3 million and sat next to the president at table at the dinner fundraising for the governing party. Now, those people did not remove ash. They did not repair the networks. You remember, as recently, there was a mountain of ash, that was coal ash that was not removed from 3 units of Letabo Power Station. That station fell apart and, you know, deprived the national system of 1,854 megawatts. Now, you had the silos that were break, and the engineers who said, they said it in 3 months before it happened, that the silos are cracking. Unfortunately, they did not have a parliamentary, independent, elected representative from their communities. If they had one in their communities, they could have gone to the parliamentary representative and told him that, look, I work at ESCOM, I'm an engineer, these guys are just giving them bonuses, they're partying, nothing is happening, and the whole thing is going to collapse. 10 years before it actually happened. So you have no one to blame by yourself. That's why you're in darkness. But my Africa, be careful, because now they are talking about nuclear. And if you look at this thing here, sense it a bit. The Guptas, remember, they had a company called Auckland Resources and Energy. Went on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange to raise 800 million rands from investors. Now, they were raising that for Dominion Uranium Mine. And the president's son is a director in that company. Now, the speed up for the nuclear reactor thing comes from here, from this uranium mine. How could you, Africa, in the ANC in particular, sell out the country like this to your family? Huh? The country is not a dynasty. We are a constitutional democracy. How could... It's same company, the same grouping, New Age newspaper, let me say. They even went to the premier of Gauteng, Nkonyane. She gave, spent 683,095 to promote that newspaper on SABC. Bought advertisements. Paid for guests at 801 per head, totaling half, about 400 grand. 400 rand. Taking up. If this newspaper here of this alliance for people from outside, the Guptas, wondered why couldn't it run on its own? And why should they involve the president and the Africa? We're in a crisis. We look at Eskom again, all right? Because these parastatals, what they do is they've been circulating and recycling these CEOs. And most of the time, these CEOs, as we pointed out in the past programs, they are obedient servants of the political elite. And also, they are the silent partners and puppeteers of the elite. And these people are manipulating the public fiscus. They are engaging in this prestigious project. The nuclear thing, the infrastructure thing, and when you look at deeper, the management is not there like this Yenza group in Matula, Eastern Cape, involving senior members of the governing party. Now, you look at the transfer of one CEO from Transnet to Eskom to go and save Eskom. He took with him a financial officer loaned to Eskom for 6 months. Now, this financial officer, while in Transnet, has been implicated on kickbacks amounting to 66 million rands and another kickback of 25 million rands for in a tender supplying Transnet with CCTV networks. The stuff that you see in the street that costs about the centers, million dollars. These CEOs. And what they need to do is like Eskom. Eskom simply have to clean up the ovens and fix the electricity networks. That's what you're supposed to do. CEOs don't invent anything. All right. These are puppets. And this is dangerous because why? With BRICS coming in, Africa is going to be swallowed. We are not opposing BRICS, but we are simply saying that with this kind of rot inside, it's dangerous, Mafrika, and you are responsible partly. So we have the environmental impact assessment for the nuclear program. It is said four of the studies, all right, only one study alliance is in compliance with that environmental study of the Quebec it's a system that is done along the lines of Quebec, but you have the Russians coming in there with systems that has never been tested. Africa, our land, the continent, and also that if you build the nuclear program, why don't you involve the region, Southern Africa? Why don't you involve and want to do it yourself with the Guptas? Because they are the ones behind this thing. Mafrika, wake up. Wake up, Mafrika. Izolethu. Fatsela rona. The land is ours. Shango lasho. Tiko ra hina. Thanks, Mafrika, for listening and the privilege of talking to you.